The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home.
Hello, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we take on, we talk about, and we interview guests on all things real estate, with a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm a real estate broker, and my co-host is Dave Smith, Certified Home Inspector. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dale.
How are you?
I'm really excited. The heat has just turned up the heat on the real estate market, and I am really busy, actually in the midst of a record month for my business, so it's going very, very well.
Yes, and you know, sometimes in our business, we can hear crickets. It can be so slow, but right now, and we're going to see in our snapshot segment, the market is so hot right now, dude.
Yeah, the Coburg market especially. I cover right up to Belleville area, but the Coburg market especially is just red hot right now. So I think we're excited about that.
Well, Dave, timing is everything. Today we have in our show, we have Peter Danukas, and he is a sales manager at Northumberland News. And he's going to talk to us about the Northumberland News Home Show coming up this April. So perfect timing. The market is just ramping up like crazy, and the home show is just right around the corner.
That's at the community center in Coburg.
Yes, it is, sir. And we'll also be covering our regular segments, our home inspection tip of the week. We'll be taking a look at Snapshot, which is a look at today's residential real estate market in Northumberland County, and our Points to Ponder segment. So, Dave, how about your home inspection tip of the week?
Well, Dale, my home inspection tip of the week this week is part of my 2,394 part series. That's a bit of a lean to Stephen Colbert there, but my series is Be a Home Inspector for a Day, or at least an hour, Dale. And from what I understand about the amount of free time you have right now, maybe an hour is a good amount of time, but spring has sprung. Let's get out there and see what winter did to your house. You've got some decent weather. We may still get another cold snap yet. We may even get some snow or ice, but there is a good opportunity to get out there and take a look at your house and see what sort of issues may have arisen over the winter. Let's start with your hose bibs. That's your garden hose bibs, either in your garage or outside. Did you winterize them in the fall? If you did, before you turn them on, you want to check them out in the basement. Take a look at the piping leading to them in the basement and look for any telltale swelling of the lines or leakage. Recommend that you have someone outside turn them on while you stay inside and watch, because if you turn them on and they're leaking inside and there was freezing, you're not going to know it until there's an issue and you've got to get inside and do something about it. So you don't want to take that chance.
Have you ever found that out the hard way?
I found that out the hard way, and unfortunately, some of my customers have found it out the hard way with their homes in home inspections. So it's certainly something that can do a lot of damage. My brother-in-law, the whole basement had to be replaced on his house before he bought it because of this one small problem, which everyone forgets about. So this is especially true for finished basements and finished basements that have access panels. Make sure you don't forget about those valves on the inside. The other thing is your window wells. These are the wells that go around your basement windows when they're below grade. If you have them, make sure the drains are clear in them. Make sure there's no leaves or snow or ice that are in there that's preventing the water from draining out of there and keeping the window well from doing what it was intended to do. If there's a lot of snow, maybe dig it out to avoid the melting and water entry into your basement. Check the eaves trough downspouts. Make sure they haven't frozen at the bottom, which happens pretty regularly. And sometimes they will actually swell and split that eaves trough, and that's going to prevent it from carrying water away from the house the way you want. And make sure there isn't any pieces that have fallen off that aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Make sure that water is directed away from the house. You want to get all these repairs done before the spring rains come. So remember, Dale, say it along with me here.
Say
water is the enemy of the home, Dale. Come on. We'll have more in this series as the weather warms up. So my home inspection tip of the week, be a home inspector for a day or at least an hour.
And let's take a look at a snapshot of today's real estate market here in Northumberland County. Only place, Dave, I know of where you can get a weekly snapshot of Northumberland County in specific.
Well, certainly if you're in the market right now, this is stuff you want to know. This is a great information.
Yes, yes, and it's a public. Obviously, people working with their local realtors can get this information, but in this public forum, this is the only place I know of. So the market has been heating up, and the listings that have sold over the past month, the residential listings, we're at 73, and we've been in the 50s and 60s for the past few weeks.
Yeah, and that's a 20% improvement even over last week.
Big increase. And listings that are presently for sale, so we refer to that as our inventory, we have 334 listings as opposed to last week at 315.
And that's a welcome thing because we were lacking inventory in the area.
Yeah, we have lots and lots more to come. So let's take a look at the average listing price of real estate that actually sold over the past 12 months. And people have been listing on average for $298. Now, that's the average price. Obviously, they're all over the place. But on average, $298. And those very people have been selling for, on average, $288. And so that part of our market remains the same. People are still receiving, on average, approximately 96.6% of their asking price in a market time of 83 days. So, Dave, I take some of that information, I figure out the absorption rate as usual, and today we're at a 21.86% absorption rate. We are in a seller's market, and like you say, we need more inventory, and but still, there's not enough inventory to put us in a balanced market. But I know that's on its way. Today's mortgage rates, best 5-year fixed is still at 2.59%. And a best 5-year variable is at prime minus 0.85. So that puts us at a mortgage rate of 2%. A prime minus 2.85. That puts us at 2% for a variable 5-year. The figures for the residential statistics come from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors, and the mortgage rates come to us from the Mortgage Wellness Group here in Northumberland County. So, Dave, points to ponder. I thought we'd just talk a little bit about real estate vernacular.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll let you do that.
Real estate lingo. So what I want to do is just differentiate a few basic terms. We all hear real estate all the time, but there's also a term real property. And when we talk about real estate, that typically refers to the tangible aspects of the property. So it would be the land or the improvements upon the land. And those improvements are naturally the home, or commercial building, or a barn, or anything on that, and anything attached to it are the improvements. Now, when we talk about real property, we're talking about the real estate, we're talking about the tangibles, but we also include, when we say real property, the intangible aspects, and those are typically the rights that go along, that may go along with the property. We could further break down property, saying there is real property and there's personal property. So once again, the real property is the house and the fixtures attached. The personal property are the chattels. They're your personal belongings. They're the movable items within that house. So whenever we do an agreement of purchase and sale, since naturally everything attached to the home, all the fixtures belong on the home, if there's something to be excluded, we have to spell that out directly. And if personal property chattels are to be included, we have to spell that out as well. Now, when we talk about rights, we're talking about a real property, and we talk about the rights that may come along with that rights. There's a basic bundle of rights, and that basic bundle of rights that comes along with all properties is basically the right to be able to use your property, to use your property for its intended use according to law, according to zoning, those things. And so we all have the right to use our property. We have the right to enjoy our property. So if, Dave, somebody is doing something close to our home and it's inhibiting our ability to enjoy our property, then we have a legitimate beef there. And a third part of bundle of rights, most basic parts, is the ability for us to dispose of our property, either give it away or sell it. So those are your basic bundle of rights. But then you can get into these fractional rights, fractional interests, like air rights, the ability to use the air above our property, and mineral rights. So that would be the right to be able to remove minerals from either the surface or land. Or more often we might talk about, especially here with Rice Lake and Lake Ontario, so close, we might talk about riparian rights. And that's for any properties that abut a shoreline. And so that refers to the rights for people to access and use the water that their land abuts to. So, Dave, that is our points to ponder. A little bit of a difference between real estate and real property, chattels, fixtures, and a little idea, a little insight to what kind of fractional rights may or may not belong to that property.
Excellent. Excellent, Dale. That's very informative. This is Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Dale and myself after this short break. We're going to be talking with Peter Danukas from Northumberland News about the home show coming to Cobourg this April.
Are you a business owner thinking of retiring or selling your business within the next 3 years? If so, call Sunbelt Business Brokers. Their team of professionals make it a worry-free, confidential process and ensure that you end up with maximum dollars. In the past year, they've helped more than 3,000 business owners achieve their goals. Advanced planning can save on taxes and minimize risk. Sunbelt works confidentially so your clients, staff, and suppliers will not know that you are selling. Call Sunbelt today at 1-888-647-7182 or check sunbeltcanada.com.
Jim Matthews here. Join me Tuesday evenings from 10 to 1. During my show, I play the musical genre known as glam rock. It'll be a toe-tapping ride with boys and a few girls your mother never envisioned to warn you about. Not only do we showcase the 1969 to 1977 glam heyday, a lot of these artists are still with us, and we'll be playing their current projects, including David Bowie, Ian Hunter, and Iggy Pop. So tune in Tuesdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
Well, where in the world did that come from? Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. Our guest today is Peter Danukas. Peter is a lifelong Cobourg lifelong Northumberland County resident, and he's been with Northumberland News since 2005. He's presently the sales manager there. Peter is very active in our community. He's a past chair of the Northumberland Central Chamber of Commerce, past campaign co-chair of the United Way in 2012, and is currently on the United Way's fundraising committee. Peter is also a member of the board of directors for Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center and a member of Prosper in Northumberland. I haven't heard of Prosper in Northumberland. I'll have to talk to Peter more about that later. Peter's a Cobourg Rotarian and one of many, most importantly to this show, he's one of many people at Northumberland News working behind the scenes to make Northumberland News home show a success this year again. Welcome, Peter, to our show.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Yeah, perfect timing. The show is just around the corner in April. And Peter, can you can you tell us a little bit of the history of Northumberland News Home Show?
Well, we started the home show in 2007. We originally had it at the Baltimore Arena in Baltimore, Ontario. And it's really the first sign of spring when you hear the Northumberland News Home Show. It's like, hey, spring's around the corner. So we moved it over when the CCC, they created that great facility in Coburg.
Baltimore Arena was really good.
They were fantastic.
I remember going to that, and it was great, but the CCC is,
exceptional. Right, and we supported the CCC with some promotion and in-kind advertising. So they said, hey, you can have a free day at the CCC. So we thought, well, let's try our home show there. And, we haven't looked back. We do it there every year now.
Nice.
So the event dates, just might as well get that right off the top. Our event dates, your home show this year is going to be when, Peter?
Saturday, April 25th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the way the weather's going, it's... You know, maybe we'll have a good burst of energy for that.
Don't jinx us, man. Don't jinx us.
But it's indoors.
It's indoors.
Is it entirely indoors?
Yeah, entirely indoors. Although outside, usually Cobra Kia will put a couple of cars out there. Mm-hmm. Bud Laurier will put some cars. Vandermeer Toyota. Just, you know.
Yeah.
They take advantage of the crowds that come there.
Absolutely. Big crowds.
Well, and in my experience in the past in these shows, the weather can sometimes be your friend or your enemy. If it's really bad outside, it sometimes can attract people more so to go inside. Sometimes it's not good if it's
too
beautiful.
We love a rainy day.
Yeah, we love a rainy day or love a rainy night, as Eddie Rabbit used to say.
Oh, that's
remember
lame.
That?
Oh, that's yeah. lame.
Oh. I'm in charge of segues.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I usually
don't appreciate them. But in all seriousness, though, Peter, this is a huge accomplishment for you and your team every year. These are massive logistics.
It's not me at all. It's my team of salespeople. They work hard all year long. And Lori Baim, she's the coordinator. She works day and night making sure everybody lines up. Because it takes a lot to set it up.
It
right?
certainly does.
It doesn't just magically happen overnight.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, there's one company, and their name escapes me, they set up a whole garden display. So they start Friday morning, and they put the bricks down and the dirt and plant the flowers. So when you show up Saturday, it's like, oh, my God, look at that.
Yeah, so it would be very impressive.
So it's a big job, but to a degree, you have a lot of the same sort of displays and vendors, but what are you excited about this year? What are you excited about 2015 show?
Well, this year we're expanding to the gymnasium. So hopefully we're starting to reach out to some of the smaller vendors that perhaps can't get a large booth, mm-hmm. but could afford something smaller. So it's basically come to the gymnasium, bring a table, set up your stuff. So something I see a need in the community. There's a lot of these smaller craft mm-hmm. shows and things like that. So I'm inviting them all. Please take advantage of all the people that come to the Coburg Home Show, the Northumberland News Home Show, by the way, and maybe, you know, get a booth in the gymnasium and show your wares.
So, Peter, do you fill both pads, both ice pads?
No. We have the bowl. That's okay. where our big vendors are.
Okay.
And then they never take the ice out of the smaller arena.
Right.
It's a hockey town, right?
Yes,
so that ice is going to stay. So we took the gymnasium this year. We needed to expand that way.
So that's nice. That would allow for a lot more service providers and vendors.
Oh, please. Yeah, and if you're interested, please call me, 905-373-7355, extension 252.
I love this idea of the gymnasium, though, because, you know, I come from the retail world, and I was heavily involved with a business association in another town. But there was always a struggle of bricks and mortar businesses and startups or businesses that are run from home. And I was always pro small businesses that are run, because out of these ideas, out of these motivations, and out of these people, businesses grow. And sometimes the realities of overhead, or if you've got a new business that is not established, it can be very challenging for these folks. And they grow into really strong business people later on down the line. So I applaud you in giving those sorts of opportunities to really, really small businesses to come in and show that they are part of the fabric of the business of this community. So I think that's great.
Well, we're excited, you know, and too often these businesses, again, there's so many challenges, and they'll put a Facebook page, and, you know, they'll have 30 friends. Mm-hmm. I always encourage them, hey, you know, advertise with us. We have 22,800 friends. We talk to them every Thursday. Or, yeah, That's another plug. Sorry.
Yeah, we're catching those.
The meter's running on me.
Oh, no.
But at the home show, I mean, we have probably 4,000 to 5,000 people come through a day. I mean, that's great exposure. Like, please take advantage of it. And when you call me, I'll give you the prices. I won't blast them over the radio. But, yeah. I mean, it's reasonable. It's, it's a nice entry level.
So 4,000 to 5,000 people per day?
Yeah, we've had that. That's
up to, yes.
You can never predict it, but that's excellent numbers.
And where are these people coming from? Have you heard if they're mostly all local or people coming from far?
Well, I mean, Northumberland County, there's about 80,000 people within,
I think we're at about 92,000.
92?
Yeah.
Are you Ken Campbellford? Is that what you're doing? Okay. But yeah, so about 92,000. Thanks for the correction. But, I mean, that's a lot to get, 5% of them. Hey, wow, we're doing good. But a lot of people, they'll come from Durham. They'll come from Peterborough. I mean, we advertise that, the show in Oshawa this week. We advertise it in Peterborough this week. We put it on another unnamed radio station. I mean, and this one. So we promote it very well.
So a great place for a service provider or a vendor of home show type services and products to be, because it's well broadcast then.
So we're going to have lots of booths. Are there going to be any seminars or demonstrations during the show?
That I leave to the vendors themselves. I mean, too often if you try to schedule things, it's hard. It's like, herding cats. It's just not going to happen. So it's a lot of one-on-one interaction.
That would be a neat aspect for the future. I mean,
Herding cats?
Not herding cats, but
because that's challenging, Dale. That's the metaphor there.
Yeah, I get that, but I mean a scheduled seminar, a demonstration. You see, sometimes shows in Toronto. I was recently at the golf show, and they have a small stage set up, and in the middle of being at the show, you could hear over the loudspeakers somebody was up there on stage peddling their product. And it was interesting. There were some chairs set up where you could stand. And, interesting maybe takeaway there, Peter.
Well, maybe we can get you guys to host it.
So the show is based in the Northumberland County market, but are there any vendors from outside Northumberland County?
Well, this year, surprisingly enough, Sterling Pools, I think maybe they're coming into town, but they purchased a very large booth at the show, and I think they're Peterborough based.
Yes, I think Sterling. I think I remember seeing a sign, Sterling Pools by Masters Wine Brewing on Division Street.
Yeah, I
North.
Think by the Kentucky Fried Chicken there.
I think there's a sign that they are coming to town.
Oh, okay. So it's a great burst for them, and that's where the show can be very opportunistic for a business that's coming into town as well.
Opportunistic, I like
you that. Like that one. That's a good one.
In Costco, they have a booth every year. They show up and they flog their memberships and.
Okay. Also, Costco will be here as well.
Yeah. So is there still time or space available for people?
Plenty of time, plenty of space. I mean, we have two big rooms. Like I said, just call into Northumberland News. We'll fit you in.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you a chance for a plug here. what is the best way for those interested to get in touch?
They could call us directly at the office, 905-373-7355. They could email us. PD, NorthumberlandNews.com, or just stop in. We are located at Unit 212, 884 Division Street, right behind the Bingo Hall. Another free plug for the Bingo Hall.
And you're saying there are, you've had attendees, you talked about people coming, so have you in the past had people coming from areas like Peterborough or Oshawa, that sort of thing? Excellent.
And at the front door, we'll be collecting donations. There's no entry fee, by the way.
Oh.
So we collect donations for local charities. This year, it's going to be United Way.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love
and Linda Kay loves that too. She's happy about that.
So the charity changes every year, does it, Peter?
Well, yeah. Before we would just collect all the money and then divvied up between nine. So this year we're going to give it to the United Way and they can put it through their member agencies.
That sounds like a great idea.
Have you, you say you've been going since, you said 07?
Correct.
07. So have you got a decent feedback from the vendors and service providers about how this show has been successful for their business?
Yeah, we every year a lot of repeats, right? The same people.
That's
and, the but there's a lot of new ones too, though. It's not the same old, but a lot of repeats.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We're gonna take a short break. We want you to stick around, Peter. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Dale and me after this short break. We'll continue to talk with Peter Danukas
from Northumberland News about their Northumberland News home show.
For over 25 years, Pritchard's Climate Care has been your personal climate expert in the Northumberland area. Pritchard's offers complete heating and air conditioning service and repair for your home or business. We make sure the air you breathe is healthy and comfortable. Pritchard's Climate Care has been one of Southern Ontario's most trusted installers of heating and air conditioning products. Sign up for our We Care maintenance plans and get your furnace service for half off our regular special price. Pritchard's Climate Care. We're not just your climate experts, we're your neighbors. Call us at 905-885-8216 today.
A house in Northumberland County.
Nicely done.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. We'll just pick up from where we left off last segment. We're here with Peter Danukas. He is a sales manager at Northumberland News and one of the many people working behind the scenes to make the Northumberland News home show a success again this year.
So, I can't speak for you, Dale, but these shows always get me charged up. The timing's perfect. It gives you tremendous ideas about your home and even your vacation properties. I bet the attendees will be pleasantly surprised to see all the different types of services and everything that's offered right here in Northumberland County. And is that the sort of excitement you get off of it too, Peter, when you're involved?
Oh, for sure. I mean, people come and they always ask, what's new this year? You know, and they get right involved with all the vendors. And hopefully we'll get a home inspector this year. I think Pillar to Post might be interested in the booth. I'm not too sure.
Wow. And I gave him permission to plug. I didn't give him permission to sidewind me into a booth, but that's fine. That's fine. Well, let's talk about the realty aspect.
Well, I wanted to speak to that, though, because now and again, you hear about people that leave our community to get products for their home or to get services. And we have so much here locally. It's just a shame not to look in your own backyard.
Yeah, and I mean, you can find anything you need within Northumberland County, and that's part of Prosper Northumberland. I'll give a plug to Prosper Northumberland.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Raising awareness for shopping local, you know, and keep it Northumberland. It's follow your dollar. I mean, you know, if you buy something, say, from Dale Bryant, you know, Dale Bryant's going to shop downtown, and then downtown store is going to support his kid and the soccer team. I mean, you have to keep it local. Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned real estate. There's Al Switzer's going to be there. You're nervous.
No, Al's a great guy.
Him and Jacqueline Pennington. I mean, and Jacqueline Pennington and Al, I mean, there's two dynamic people that support Northumberland County. I mean, you know, and they're very supportive of our show.
For sure. And just while we're on the vendors, while we're talking about the vendors, Peter, you wouldn't happen to have a list.
Well, I'm not going to give it all away. I mean,
okay, can you give us a taste? Can you give us a taste of industry
Okay, well, I mean, we're going to have some landscaping people, and the garden accessories, the home decor people, the patio stuff, barbecues, home improvements, air conditioners and the heating people, the garage doors. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bunch of hot tubs set up. I mean, you guys can bring your Speedos and show off if you want.
You want to go from 4,000 to 5,000?
I got to tell you, if you want to stage act, that's it. Right there, Dale. That'll draw the crowd right there.
Yeah, maybe we can broadcast live out of a hot tub.
Out of a hot tub.
Well, there you go, right?
Something.
Be like a hot tub
party.
I'm
going to talk to you about electrical safety there, if you don't mind, Dale. Yeah. But in all seriousness, it is difficult for a small business, for any business, to budget your costs, your marketing costs, your advertising costs. But when from a business perspective, and I do come from a retail background, but you know, you always have to look at this as from a cost perspective. If you're looking at putting in a booth, you look at this kind of possible attendance, you know, that you talk about 3,000 to 4,000 possibly walking right by your booth. You look at that in relative to what's called cold calling, or you're looking, searching for new customers. This is a great opportunity to make, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 cold calls a day to motivated customers. And I think that really ramps it up. That doubles your opportunity from an opportunity, because these are not people that you're just walking right up to or phoning. These are people that are actually in the market for something within the boundaries of this show. And I just see it as, from a business opportunity, just a great one if you're in the retail business or any service-related industry, to get out there.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and you bring an interesting point. I mean, these are your target group. You know, it's not like you're just doing some esoteric ad and hoping somebody, you know, responds to it. I mean, these are people who are motivated, they're interested, and they want to see you. I mean, this is your chance to do your bit.
Well, yeah, they don't have to find you because they found you at the Northumberland News Home Show.
And Peter, do you find that the people who are renting the booths, the vendors, the service providers, do you find that they have promotions, home show promotions, where you can receive better deals?
Yeah, very much so. And there's like contests. I'm pretty sure Johnny Percolitis, he hands out something. He does some little home improvement thing. There's pretty sure Kodjko TV, they do a little giveaway, and there's a sign-up package for cable TV. And that's just one of many. I mean, everybody, they all have that little box in the front where put your business card or your name and that call to action. So
you come to the Northumberland News Home Show, you have a chance to win something, a free prize, and possibly find what you're looking for this spring on sale.
Oh, for sure.
Home show discount price. So another thing I'm wondering about, Peter, is your vendors. You obviously have enough vendors to keep coming back every year, and enough to even expand now into the gym. What kind of feedback do you get from your vendors as far as the success they experience from the home show?
They're all happy to do it and come back every year. I mean, they find leads. They find, clients.
Yeah.
And some, you know, some demand exclusivity, like, oh, I want to be the only, you know, garage door guy. And obviously, we're not going to do that.
Wouldn't we all like
it? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's good. You have enough, they have enough success that they keep coming back.
For sure. And there's a broad range of things. I mean, we have some people from Edward Jones. There's financial. SMM Law is going to be there. I mean, you know, it's not just home. It's home and leisure. It's pretty much everybody's jumping aboard this ship.
Well, and Northumberland 89.7, and it is about radio community-based. It is all about community. On Reality Realty, we talk about community constantly. That's our focus here, and it's the focus of the radio station. And I see these types of shows as being the same thing, a focus on local businesses and community. I think it's important to have these types of shows. I think it's important for the community to support their local businesses. And I know that's a mantra. Everybody has to compete. But I think this really does raise awareness of what's available. And Dale touched on it earlier. This would be a great opportunity, even if you don't think you're interested in putting in a garage door or purchasing a hot tub or even purchasing a home. This is a great way, and I know this for a fact, that it's a great way to be aware of what's out there. You may need a garage door in 2 years' time, or you may be looking at listing your house, and you've already got that face-to-face. You've got a face to the name. From a business perspective, you personalize your business by being in that booth and shaking hands and meeting people, handing out business cards. From a community perspective, you are supporting community businesses that may not have the big marketing dollars to compete with what's broadcast on TV or even radio, frankly, the smaller businesses that just don't have that budget. This is that platform,
and
I think it's important for the community to support these types of events and support the businesses that support these events, for that matter.
Right. So. I mean, there's such a cross section of business in Northumberland. I mean, we even have some of the seniors' homes set up booths there. I mean, I don't know who's going to sign up at that point, but it's nice that they're there.
Get acquainted.
Right. I mean, they're showing off their seniors home, per se, and maybe seniors aren't there signing up that day, but it's like the families and say, you know, showing options.
Yeah, their kids might be there. And just as we found out, Dave, over the months that we've been broadcasting Reality Realty Live, real estate encompasses so much. I mean, when Peter just mentioned here the seniors buildings, yeah, that's absolutely real estate. That's where we live.
Yeah. And when it comes to real estate, you know, in my experience, when I first started off in business, I went to the show last year, and I frankly made first contact with a lot of realtors that I now work with on a day-to-day basis at this show. And I've visited shows in neighboring communities like the Belleville Trenton Market, where I've done the same thing. So from a strict marketing perspective, as a business, I don't think you necessarily, depending on the business that you're in, but you don't necessarily have to equate profit or business gained by these shows as much as meeting people, prospecting, getting your marketing out there and putting a face to the name. I think I've already said that, but really making contact with those potential customers is key. And I think that's from a realtor perspective. I think that's the feedback I got from realtors, not just this particular show, but in other shows as well, that it's important to get out in the community and be known and be seen. And you talk about high-profile realtors that really lean towards the heavy marketing side. I think you'll see that. And I think that a lot of small businesses can take a bit of a hint from that. And they realize that putting their face out there in front of their booth or in front of their business in a show like this is vital. It's a big part of a marketing scheme.
And you're touching on the networking aspect of it.
Absolutely, which is the buzzword.
Yeah, and you can hook up with, partner up with other people. I know real estate agents, you guys like to partner up with everybody.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And our clients appreciate it too. They appreciate when we know good people to refer them to, it saves a whole lot of groundwork for them. But I just come to realize, Dave, I guess we don't have exclusivity now. I thought you were only doing home inspections for me.
Oh, Dale, I do. I save special ones just for you.
The bromance is over.
Well, we network, and that's a positive for the end customer too. It's not just about Dale and Dave doing business together. It's about trust. It's about having faith in each other, about knowing each other. And certainly there are opportunities for businesses. You know, if you're in the garage door business, it's good to know a guy that can repair a badly damaged door frame. If you're in the painting business, it's good to know someone that's into the vinyl siding game, because quite often one thing will lead to the other. And certainly if we can keep it in the Northumberland County community, that benefits everyone. When you're supporting a local business, you're keeping your business alive. That business pays taxes. It keeps storefronts lit. It attracts other businesses, which in turn attracts residential growth. And it also does attract opportunities for youth or any sort of employment as that business grows. So it is about planting a seed and watching it grow. And that's what supporting your businesses through events like this is all about, I think.
And Peter, will Northumberland News be listing all the local businesses that are buying a booth prior to the show?
Yes, look for our special supplement. It'll be out the...
He doesn't miss many chances, right?
No.
So it'll be out on the 23rd before the show. It'll be a pull-out section on the B section of Northumberland News.
So people will be able to see what kind of vendors are.
We'll have a site map. We'll have the vendors list. A lot of the advertising will be in it.
And do you anticipate, now that you have all that extra space, do you anticipate that that new vendors will be able to sign up even in the last few days?
Oh, for sure. For sure. We're being very accommodating. We want as many vendors as possible, but we also want the public to feel that, hey, I'm coming to the show, I'm going to see a lot of cool, neat things. We don't want people to come and say, oh, yeah, I've seen that garage door. Oh, you know.
So sort of a basket of goods concept.
For sure. And, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, all home-related. I mean, Sula's Tea Garden's going to be there with some of her cookies and cakes and things like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's talk about food. Yeah. So you... There'll be a few places people can pick up a snack or a lunch.
We're hoping some vendors will show up with some... some things that they can display. We have to be careful with the CCC.
I understand. And that's no different than the ACC. You know, you have to be very careful because they've got vendors, they've got agreements. So, and as you said, you're not really being evasive about who's going to be there. You say this is a last minute kind of a business quite often. And
not really, but we always try to accommodate people.
Okay. Well, I love the flexibility, like you say, of using the gymnasium. So you do have that.
And that's why I have that flexibility.
Excellent.
And how far in advance, Peter, do people book? Do you already have people that have said, I'm good for 2016? Or when do you expect that may start?
Usually happening? That happens the day after. I want the same spot and the same booth.
As they're packing up, they're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
Book me in again.
Yeah. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Great. That's absolutely a sign of success. If they don't even have to think about it, if they know this worked, we're doing it again.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the new generation of barbecues. You say you're going to have some barbecues there. And sometimes the landscaping displays are phenomenal.
Brad from Home Hardware, he's going to have his goods there.
Excellent. Too, so. Excellent. And Home Hardware's building a huge big store. So
yeah, that is amazing, huh?
It's a huge store.
Yeah, that'll be neat to go into. And Dave, you just mentioned, you know, what's the latest in barbecues? Another great reason to go to the home show is find out what's the latest in technology, because technology is changing things so much. Even a service provider, what they can do today versus what they were able to do yesterday changes so much over technology. So what a great place to just go and see what's new.
Well, if you can, that's not a bad day to spend to take a look at a few new cars to come in, and then depending on the weather, you get inside and
just be careful, because I know Bud Lauria usually has a couple of car salespeople there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they have got a debit machine; they're ready to go.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
You could get a whole lot of work done.
Well, there's not going to be any hockey playoffs this year, so everybody can start scheduling themselves for getting these home improvements done.
When you say no playoffs?
No Leafs.
No Leafs.
There will be no playoffs this year for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I'm so glad we're Reality Realty and not Leafs Lunch.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah.
Imagine.
It would be even worse than it is now.
Imagine the meds we'd have to be on if that was our show.
Would be a little depressing. So let's roll the break here. And when we come back, we're going to finish up and give you some hints on next week's show. Welcome back to Reality Realty with Dave Smith, Dale Bryant, and our guest today is Peter Danukas, sales manager at Northumberland News and one of the driving forces behind the Northumberland News Home Show coming up April 25th and 26th in the Coburg Community Center. Welcome back, everybody. So we did talk a little bit about there being some realtors represented there, and this is a realty show. So this is a good opportunity for you to, you know, maybe visit if you're in the market for a home or just to see what's out there relative to real estate in the area. So I encourage you to maybe go to the show, visit some of those booths. We've heard a couple of familiar names that may be well represented there, and they'll be back again this year. So you know, if you're interested in a property in the Northumberland County area, you just want to compare yours to what else is available, be sure to drop into the show and visit some of those booths and meet some of our friendly realty friends out there in the world.
So, Peter, you've done this a number of years. I think you were saying 2007
was
the first year you started in the Baltimore arena. Over the course of those years, I'm sure you've had some interesting experiences, maybe humorous, maybe just noteworthy. Can you?
There's a lot of embarrassing things, and I really don't want to, you know, embarrass my advertisers. But I mean, and a lot of them aren't family friendly stories. But last year, Bennett, Roger Trinick's company, he's very proud of his big machines. I don't think he's hiding anything. He was trying to get one of his front-end loaders through the side door. He was very proud of this large piece of machinery.
Could do anything.
Yeah, like most men, we're very proud of our big tools. So he couldn't get it through the door. He just couldn't. So I said, and he's calling me on my cell phone. And he's like, I can't get it through the door. I said, Roger, try letting the air out of the tires and tried every which way, tried to jam that thing through. So I said, just park it out front, you know. So that's what we did. It was this massive loader.
So the display was out front.
We just parked it on the sidewalk. there you go.
It was big enough to be its own display.
Yeah, just stuck a Bennett sticker on it. There you go.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
No. But this year, which is nice, is Roger's wife, the lovely Peg McCarthy, the Silver Fox, will be having her own booth. Oh, shoot, photography.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
So I go online and check out some of her portrait work. It is amazing.
Well, it's a great afternoon. I mean, yes, the spring is here and the weather will be nice, but it's very unpredictable at that time of year. And realistically, it's still going to be mid-April. So
for sure. It's too early to be planting or spending the day in your garden. Just forget about that stuff and just come to the show.
To the home show.
Yeah, forget about
it. It is a great family event.
And
a little
it's
bit
free.
For everybody. It
and
is free. Yeah, I think that's great. I don't know if I've ever been to a show that was free, but certainly there is an opportunity to maybe support some local charities.
Yeah, the United Way.
United Way. So how would they do that? They just make a donation?
At the entrance table where we have the program for the event, we just have a big jar and we just, you know, encourage people to throw a loonie, a toonie, a five, a 20 if you want.
Oh, that's very nice. I like that aspect of it. Well, I've got a bit of a story of my own on one of these shows.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a retail hardware store, and we were huge barbecue dealers, and we loaded up a whole truck full of these barbecues, Weber barbecues, which are one of the best in the world. And this one here, this really solidifies their reputation for me. And we had the barbecue, we had the truck loaded up, and I had a fellow on the back of the truck, the door is still open. We went to pull the machine ahead, and barbecues are put on wheels, Dale, by the way, and you have to lock those wheels. Well, there's a $1,000 barbecue rolling off the back of this truck.
Oh, man.
And it actually fell off the back of the truck and bounced and did not destroy the barbecue. It did a little bit of damage, but a bit of a testament to Weber barbecues. But boy, that was a scary moment. So, you know, the logistics of putting both.
Did you sell it? So this fell off the back of a truck. Did you pull that line?
I ended up selling it to the guy who tried to catch it off the back of the truck. I thought he deserved. credit for trying to catch a barbecue that weighed about 350 pounds. So, but you know, the logistics of putting one of these things together. You know, putting the booth together, planning the booth, putting it together, making it look great. And there's always. I mean, you consider. I'm not sure. How many vendors do you think will be? It's in the 50s to 60, probably.
A little bit higher than that.
You know, you'd think of all of those people all trying to get through maybe two or three doors, you know, quite often bringing vehicles in and bringing building supplies and landscape supplies into one of these units. It's something to behold.
Well, it's a very formal little event, the Friday setup. We have times, specific times people line up to bring their things in. Or, I mean, it gets a little heated if people try to jump the queue.
It does. It does.
And most of these booths would have electricity, Peter?
We've always been electrically challenged at the CCC, but the Outer Ring booths have electricity. We've partnered with the CCC and purchased some wiring over the years, and so we could offer that.
Okay,
very good. And it's with technology. You talk about technology growing, people want to put fountains up and you name it. I mean, everybody wants a little bit of power, but as technology grows, the expectations are more and more every time. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peter, we've had a great show here. I'd like to thank you for coming on. It's a great show in the past. It's going to be a great show again this year, I'm sure. We've been able to take a look at some of the vendors or a taste of the industries that will be there, and it'll be very diverse, as you're mentioning, anywhere from photography to realtors to people selling barbecues or hot tubs. There's going to be so much to see at Northumberland News Home Show this April, and a little bit of an idea now about the work behind the scenes that you've shared and the good work the people at Northumberland News do to make this a success. Peter, do you mind just telling us one more time about the date, the place, the times?
The event is at the Cobra Community Center, Saturday, April 25th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and for more information about booking a spot, call 905-373-7355, Northumberland News.
And your plug in the paper on the 23rd?
The 23rd, that's...
is included in the booth price.
Oh, yeah, it's all included.
23rd of March.
April.
Have you been on? Have you been listening to the show?
Dave's not here, man.
So, Peter, thanks a lot for taking the time to.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And if you're out there and you haven't booked your booth yet, do contact Peter at Northumberland News. And Dave, we're wrapping up another show here. We've had a fun show. This has been a fun show.
Well, yeah, and I love the fact that we're bringing in, there is a realty aspect to this, but it was nice to bring Peter in here to talk about a great community event, and I love to see the community supporting it. I also love the fact that there is no admission in this, and that if you do want to help and you want to reward, then reward the United Way with a possible donation at the front door. So thanks to Peter and all his organizers for doing this once again right here in our community, the Northumberland News Home Show coming up in April. If you have any questions or comments or topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca, or you can call into the radio station at 905-372-2391, or social media, facebook.com/Northumberland897, or Twitter @trulylocal897. And of course, always on the web, Northumberland897.ca. And for those of you who want to look at some archive shows, you'll find Reality Realty and several of our shows archived in the archive tab of the website for Northumberland 89.7.
Absolutely, Dave, and anybody who hasn't been to the Northumberland 89.7 FM website, you should take a look. It's a fantastic website, easy way to listen live if you happen to be beyond the borders of Northumberland County and you would like to hear the programming that goes on here. And it's just a great website for picking up the local news.
Right
on the site. That site has been done amazingly, and that was built by a local web designer too.
Always about the local.
Everything's about the local here. So folks, don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, a real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.